couldn't breathe.
June marks the worst month in combat-related fatalities for U.S. forces in Iraq in more than 2 years. Two U.S. soldiers were killed Sunday, raising the toll to 11, according to iCasualties.org. All the soldiers were killed in hostile fire.
There are stories that the U.S. has been telling Iraqi officials that they would like to stay there a little bit longer, that they think that they would need to keep U.S. troops there longer. And that is, I think, why some of this violence is happening in Iraq.
According to a security agreement between Baghdad and Washington, all U.S. forces will be withdrawn by the end of 2011. U.S. military commanders warn there could be a rise in attacks against U.S. troops as they prepare to withdraw from Iraq. Many of the remaining U.S. military bases in southern Iraq have faced an uptick in rocket and mortar attacks. Also on Sunday, a bomb attack on a police station killed at least two police and injured 17 others. And in separate incidents, an Iraqi soldier and two civilians were killed.
The media has sort of dropped the ball on Iraq over the last several months. You hear a lot about Afghanistan, but we still have 50,000 troops in Iraq and probably double that in contractors. And I don't think the U.S. American people know about that.
Polls show the majority of Americans do not believe the U.S. should have invaded Iraq.
I think it was just a waste. I think I support the soldiers that went over there, but definitely not the war. I think it's a terrible mistake. And I think when history finishes itself, I think they're going to see that it was a waste of our time over there.
We never should have gone into Iraq. It's, I think we made up an excuse to invade. I blame the Bush-Cheney administration for that.
In his latest radio address, President Obama acknowledged war is impacting America's fragile economy.
After a decade of conflict, we're finally bringing these wars to a responsible end. That's in the best interest of America's security. And it's also in the best interest of America's economy.
The cost of the Iraq war is staggering. Nearly 4,500 Americans have lost their lives and more than 32,000 have been wounded. Some economists estimate the overall impact on the U.S. economy at over $3 trillion. According to Foreign Policy magazine, more than 100,000 Iraqis have lost their lives in the past 8 years, and several times that number maimed. Violence remains a daily fact of life as Iraq endures more terrorist attacks than any other country in the world. Rhonda Pence, Press TV, Washington.